My, what big feet you have. He takes my tired hand, guides me past heavy clicking gates, away from the whispering world, into the silence of oppression, stretching his immense love tenderly around me, intent only on keeping dangerous injustice at bay. I follow behind my husband's huge size 13 shoes, wondering why sandstone rocks are piled next to the prison's entrance, filled with angry women, shaking their heads, glaring at the rocks. Cooing words of Chicanas to my left warn me something is very wrong. Good luck is all they say. The black women to my right stare only at my feet. Their anger rises from the blistering hot pavement. Only then do I notice that we are all wearing sandals. I beg and plead, but the female guard will not let me in. No open-toed sandals or shoes allowed. She barks as she points to regulation number 8. My itching feet bite the dust, refuse to play this game of intimidation. I'm just a simple mujer y madre on a mission in hot pursuit of proper shoes of resistance, wanting only to visit my only son. Quick, drive back to Santa Rosa, I yell. My precious husband drives like a maniac to a dusty small town that has nothing open on Sunday. Desperately, we scan driveways, alleys, and store parking lots for those miracle shoes. There's no time to lose. It's exactly 2 o'clock, and visiting hours end at 3:30. My husband exclaims as he floors it back to prison, the whole time telling me he has a plan. All I can do is hang on to divine dignity, praying for shoes. Any shoes will do. Arriving in record time, he takes off his big, enormous shoes and places my sandals inside them. You can do it. He gives me a big hug and sends me on my way. I look like a circus clown wearing my long dress and his socks and shoes. I spread my feet wide to keep me from tripping, laughing like a carefree child who knows that this time the game is mine. My, what big feet you have, a woman outside the prison whispers to me. The better to walk with, I proudly reply. I boldly step forward, come face to face with that same old female guard. She asks if I have proper shoes. I hold up my husband's size 13 shoes and give her my best Pollyanna smile and pray. She finally approves visitation. I'm on my way with my dignified waddle, thrilled that we trample the system, ignorant of human dignity. The guards in the visiting room roar with laughter the moment I step in. My son walks in, stares at my feet. Despite his anger, he tells me, "My, what big feet you have."